All right, a couple of weeks ago, we caught up with Nikki Webster, the young lady who captured the hearts of our nation during the Sydney Olympics. Well, tonight, we're going to catch up with another young lady who also captured the hearts of a nation, not just for a night or two, but for the best part of an entire year back in 2009-2010. This 16-year-old's name was in the paper almost every day. We cheered her on, we worried about her, we argued about her. But ultimately, we celebrated this remarkable young Australian who so bravely achieved her dream by becoming the youngest person to sail solo non-stop around the world. Her name, of course, is Jessica Watson, and I'm pleased to say that she joins us on the line. Hi, Jess.
Yeah, good evening. Sorry about all of that.
It was a worrying time.
Yes.
Yeah, look, I think it's something that was just a lot of people didn't understand. It was a long way outside their comfort zone, so challenging expectations a bit there, and that doesn't come with a bit of controversy.
Now, let's go back to that. We'll find out what you're doing now in a minute, but let's go back then. 210 days alone at sea on a 34-foot yacht, a boat, 22 nautical miles, 7 knockdowns, pitch darkness, gale force winds, all sorts of dangerous conditions. How on earth can a 16-year-old girl handle that?
I think we actually underestimate 16-year-olds a little too much.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to remember that there was years of preparation, and by the time I sort of set off, I was just living and breathing this, and it was my boat that looked after me as well.
Mm.
I had this, you know, really well-proven, slow and steady boat, and I think somebody once told me that as a piece of, I think they meant it as a criticism that, you know, it was just my boat that got me there, and that's the truth of it. So I sort of went, well, I don't know how that's meant to be an insult, because it's exactly the truth, and I'm very proud of that. I had people around me that obviously had a great deal of experience, and at that point, even all my friends were sort of, you know, people who had done similar things. So to me, it was a lot more normal than it was to most other people.
When Luke and I were 16, we were basically scratching our backsides and bumping into things,
yeah.
Jess. But the thing is that we tend to set ourselves small goals and work our way up. So I might say, you know what, I want to pass my maths test. You thought to yourself, you know what, I might have a crack at being the youngest person to sail solo non-stop around the world. You achieved that. Afterwards, do you ever think, where do I go from here? Because you've set such a high standard for yourself.
Well, that's certainly the question everyone likes to ask me. But yeah, I mean, it has been something that I suppose in more recent years I've been quite conscious of. Certainly for those first few years after I got home, everything was just such a whirlwind. People keep warning me about, you know, when the adrenaline dies down, but I ease on. I don't really feel like the adrenaline's died down. But yeah, I was conscious that I needed to keep challenging myself. And really, I found that it had to be in new ways. You know, sailing around the world again or something along those lines would have almost been the easy thing to do.
So too easy.
I've found it more enjoyable and more challenging to actually go back to study and go and get involved with a startup and UN World Food Program, and of course, more recently, some more writing.
Well, let's talk about that writing. In the year after you came back, 2011, you wrote your first book, True Spirit. It was a memoir of your voyage. It was a bestseller in 2011. But you've just released your second book, which is completely different. Tell us about it.
Yes, it's a novel for kids, middle grade, so basically 9-year-olds upwards. Mm. Although here's me thinking it would basically be for teenage girls that I've actually met. Quite a number of grown men who've enjoyed it. there you go. So maybe a bit broader than I had thought. And essentially, it's a modern fairy tale. There's a little bit of fantasy and new friendships and a bit of a historical mystery through it. But of course, it's all sort of based around sailing. No surprises there, probably.
It's called Indigo Blue, we must say, Indigo Blue. And it's available via your website, I must say, jessicawatson.com.au. But reading's always been a big part of your life, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. So, I mean, it was a book that inspired the original voyage. And the wonderful thing there is I can sort of blame Mum for the whole thing, because it was her who read the book that did the damage. And as a kid, I was also, I still am, quite dyslexic. So, you know, helping me fall in love with stories was a really big focus for Mum and some of my really fantastic primary school teachers as well. And they certainly kind of succeeded in that.
It's described as a captivating novel about fate, friendship and fighting yourself. And it has this really great protagonist called Alex. Can I ask you, is it sort of semi-autobiographical?
No.
No? Okay.
No. But, you know, you do have to go, well, you know, the main character has this really, you know, close relationship with their boat. You know, they're great mates. That's certainly something that I drew on my own experience and obviously her passion for sailing. And And, you know, she's the sort of, you know, tough girl that gets herself into trouble at some point during the story. And, you know, a bit of a spoiler alert here, but she gets herself back out of trouble. And for me, I just feel that that should be a given. You know, of course that's the way it should pan out. So there's no doubt a few similarities, but I certainly drew on a lot of friends as well, and to sort of put in this, yeah, this book and mix into different characters.
You talk about reading in your early education, but by your own words, you said, in a way, you ran away from school. I know you were homeschooled for a few years. You jumped on the boat, obviously, for 9 months, no schooling then. But now you've just completed your second degree. You've got a Bachelor of Arts and now an MBA. Are you surprised by this return to education?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, you're many years into it, and I am kind of surprised. I think, maybe just time and a place, and this is what I enjoyed and really got into. And yeah, I just really came to love it, and absolutely crazy thing to even think, let alone say, but I could see myself doing more one day. So, yeah, quite surprising, but really do enjoy it.
Now, you're part of a wonderful new promotion signalling 2 years until the final of the Women's T20 World Cup. Now, for those who haven't seen this ad, I urge you to check it out. Go to the Cricket Australia website. It's wonderful. And it features Elise Perry seeking advice from a host of stars, including Sachin Tendulkar, Cathy Freeman, Pele, John Eales, and you, Jessica Watson. Now, the worldly advice that you impart on Elise was to use the encouragement of a nation to spur you on and to drive you to achieve great things and give you the courage to succeed. Now, having done more than most at such a young age, do you now, in 2018, have a piece of advice or mantra that drives you?
Look, there's so many things and so many things I've learned, and I suppose really I just consider myself so lucky, the people I've been able to meet through these experiences. And I don't know, I do remind myself to have that audacity still, to believe that I can do these things. Yeah. And the book was certainly a case of telling myself that. You know, it really is, it's almost an arrogance to say, well, why shouldn't I be the person to sail around the world or write this story? And yeah, I suppose it is a nice thing to remind yourself again to keep dreaming big.
I love that. And you live by that mantra, and, you know, not just your sailing, but you mentioned your startup, you've got your education, you're helping, you know, food programs around the world as well. You've also been a big advocate, Jessica, for young people, particularly young women, to become more involved in sailing. As it stands, what is the female representation in sailing?
I couldn't tell you numbers. I don't think there are broad numbers, but there's certainly quite good things happening at the very beginner level, of the tack, as they call it. So kids who are first getting into sailing, it's very often 50-50, or some clubs are saying more girls, but it seems to be a bit more difficult to keep them going. And what's sort of happening at the elite professional level at the moment is really exciting, because we're finally seeing all these girls have just worked for so many years, have, you know, get professional and really wonderful roles at the top level of the sport, but there's only a handful of them still, and they've had to fight so hard to get there. So,
given how limited the food supply is on a small vessel, are you quite happy never to eat peas again in your life, Jessica?
There's a few tinned long life foods that I'll definitely get there, that's for sure.
And Ella's Pink Lady, for everybody up in Queensland, it's actually on display at the Queensland Maritime Museum. For our listeners on 4BC in Brisbane, you can go along and check it out. And there's even a replica that people can go on and see how you lived for all those months.
Yes, please do. Please go say hi for me. Give her a pat. And, you know, I give her a cheeky hug if I think nobody's looking for a moment when I'm up there.
And a special promotion for our 4BC listeners. Jessica herself is going to throw in a free can of vegetables just for you.
Oh, yeah, there's probably a few left over cans of all sorts of things that I'm probably still floating around.
You've achieved so much in your 24 years, so much to come. What is next for Jessica Watson?
Right now, I've sort of got a bit of a mini book tour with this new book, which means a lot of schools, which is so much fun. But not quite sure how the year will pan out. We'll have to check in a bit later on that one. But I'm actually quite excited to sort of set off on a career of sorts, I suppose. I need to keep my brain challenged, so I'll sort of see where that leads me.
Don't tell me you want to grow up.
Never.
Yeah. I do. Call me mad, but yeah.
Well, no doubt, whichever path you go down, you will be successful. You're an amazing young Australian. The website is jessicawatson.com.au. You can learn all about Jessica and also order her new book, which is called Indigo Blue. Jess, congratulations on everything, and thanks for joining us on Friday night.
Oh, thank you for having me.